Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you do this week, you'll begin getting the series on the series that I'm doing for the next with the newsletter and also on the show over the next few weeks on New Year's resolutions, focusing on each one of the seven different operating fundamentals. And if you want the one or two that's gone before this week, when you subscribe, just make a note in there to say, please send me the previous resolution articles, and we'll be glad to do that. And then if you subscribe this week, you'll get those and then all the ones to come. I want to talk today about the human resources resolutions. You know, from the first time you interview someone until they leave your employ, there are dozens of issues that all small business owners must face in managing those humans who work with us. And there are a lot of different things that we could talk about with regard to human resources fundamentals, but we only have enough time to do a few of them. So what I want to try to do is focus on some of the ones that I think deserve to be focused on more than others. And I also want to say that you've heard me say this before, many of you have, that there are two areas. Well, let me say this. There are many areas that big businesses could look at small businesses and take a lesson from us and learn from us. But there are two primary areas that small business owners seriously need to take a lesson from our big business cousins. And one of them is marketing, and we're going to talk about that in the weeks ahead. And the other one is human resources. Typically, we're not all that good at the fundamentals of human resources in our businesses. And so that's the reason why I think we ought to talk about some of these things. And so resolution one, human resource resolution one, is I resolve to provide more training for employees, especially in areas like salesmanship. Now, perhaps the most egregious error small business owners perpetrate on themselves is sending someone they have anointed as a salesman into the marketplace unarmed. And if you think selling is more art than science, more talking than technical, then I'm probably talking about you. Just because you give somebody a business card that says sales representative doesn't make them a salesperson. And see, I'm not concerned about product specification and pricing strategies. I'm not concerned about that stuff. I know you'll do a good job of training them about how to sell your stuff, about delivery schedules and all that. You'll do a good job about that because that is so intuitive to you operating your business. But in the 21st century, selling is much more about solving problems than about delivering product. I really believe that, and I really mean that. Small businesses rarely have a competitive advantage through products or pricing. Our most effective tool is building relationships with our customers that make our businesses the place to go for solutions. Make sure your salespeople are armed with the professional sales training, especially in what motivates humans, those humans that we call customers. Train your people to build relationships with your customers. Everything else is a commodity. And folks, you've heard me say that before too. This is so important to remember that when you train your people, send them to the technical school. Send them to some of your suppliers. You probably have some technical schools that you can send them to. Send them to some industry schools, perhaps, that will teach them how to do a better job in your industry. But don't forget to train them on how to take care of the customer, how to make sure that they understand what it is that your customer wants from you. Do you really think that your customer wants your products because they can't get it from anywhere else? I hope you don't believe that, because there's almost no one out there that fits that category. Virtually everything in the marketplace today, Virtually everything is a commodity. That means the price is, you can get a base price unit for the same price almost anywhere, and it's available almost anywhere. And the only thing that's not a commodity is the way your company delivers it, the way your company loves up your customers, the way your company makes sure that they find out what the customer wants and gives it to them exactly that way. And that's a very important part of salesmanship, is the customer care element of it. So be sure to train your people to build relationships with your customers. And remember this, everything else is a commodity. All right, I resolve to provide more training for my employees, especially in leadership. You know this, folks, there will always be more hats to wear in your small business than heads to put them on. To a much greater degree in big business, employees of small businesses have to be able to perform tasks in a number of areas in any given day. You know that. We're all spinning all these plates, aren't we? Obviously, performance requires technical skill. We know that. And I know that you're providing that kind of training, that kind of technical training. We talked about that a minute ago. But how would you like to see the performance of your business take a quantum leap? How would you like that? Well, one of the ways you can do that is by training your people to become leaders, helping them to become leaders. Among other things, employee leaders take initiative, assume ownership of their assignments, and work as team members. Now, if you want your employees to be leaders, here's what you need to help them do. First, you got to hire people who are capable of being leaders. Everyone isn't capable of being a leader. That's a rude statement, I know. You may think it's an overgeneralization, but it is the truth. Some people do not want to be leaders. It's just not in them. We've learned that when talking to our personality experts, to Pierce and Jane Howard. They've talked to us about this, about how people have different personalities. Some personalities are better designed for leadership than others. Make sure if you need a leader to hire somebody who's capable of that. And there are personality tests available that can help you find people who can be leaders. Number two, provide formal leadership training, which is available. Many times you can find it in different at the local Chamber of Commerce, or the local Small Business Development Center may offer it. Continuing education at the local university too. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about a little bit more about leadership and then organization. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're talking about human resources, New Year's resolution, and this one is about leadership. And the first, I talked about three things that you need to do if you want to have employee leadership. First, you got to hire people who are capable of being leaders. Two, you got to give them leadership training. And there is such a thing, folks. There is such a thing as training that is focused on leadership, helping people to find their courage and demonstrate courage and to operate ethically and to do what they say they're going to do and learn how to make commitments and keep those commitments and how to get people to follow you. You know, a lot of people want to be leaders, but they can't find people to follow them. And that's maybe the definition of a leader is simply someone who can get people to follow them. So anyway, you can get that kind of training. You have to look around a little bit, but try to find it as much as you can. And here's the third one that you need to do if you want to have employees who are leaders. You have to do your part by delegating the responsibility and the authority. And when your people fail, while making an honest effort to perform, while they're taking initiative, they fail. Don't ask them why they failed. Why did you do that? Don't ask that. But rather ask, what did we learn? Now, I'll tell you, folks, that is a redemption statement that is so powerful. It is so powerful. When someone messes up, they know they messed up. and they're embarrassed about it. They, if they're truly good people, and they truly have are trying to be leaders, they're trying to do a good job, and they make a mistake while trying to take initiative, you know, if they're the right people, you don't have to browbeat them. You don't have to fuss at them. They're doing that to themselves. But they don't know what you're going to do. They don't know what your reaction is going to be, perhaps. And so you can either make them feel worse and maybe not learn anything, or you can redeem them by saying, what did we learn? And if you do that with an employee, if you'll say, what did we learn in a situation like I described, you'll be amazed at how much that will do for that employee. Because you don't want your employees afraid to take initiative. In small businesses, we don't have room for that. We don't have time for that. Everybody has to take initiative inside of their assignments in our businesses. Okay, let's move on and talk about organization. This is training for organization. You know, a small business can't afford to be unorganized. We don't have time. We don't have enough capital to be unorganized. Incrementally speaking, wasted motion and resources are no more expensive for us than it is for our big business cousins. But organization, disorganization does put us in more jeopardy of failure, because we actually live closer to the line of failure, don't we? We really do. And that's because of our level of capitalization. So look at your operational systems to see if they're creating disorganization. And look around and see if what the way you've got your business organized, or where you've got your business structured, the systems, the different ways, the different divisions of your company, the different departments, the different people work together. If it's not organized, then you need to change them. And one of the ways you can do that is to get organization training for the key people, maybe for everybody. Because that's where if you're trying to get more profit on the bottom line, and you're doing that by trying to get more sales, well, you know what? Maybe you could do it by just getting organized. Now, I'm not telling you not to focus on sales too, but maybe you could put more profit on the bottom line just by being more organized. So get your people some training in that area. And then another one is technology. Get your people training in technology. You know, for years, small businesses have been defined by the number of employees that they have. In the future, I think more emphasis will be placed on sales volume instead of staff. Because one of the things you know about America is our productivity is very strong. We're a very productive nation. And one of the reasons we're so productive is because of technology. And technology is an ineffective lever, however, if your people are not properly trained to use it. So make sure that if you have technology, that when you invest in it, that you make sure that your people are trained how to use that technology. Because you need the best technology you can afford, and you need your best people operating it very effectively. Now I want to talk about teamwork. If you have one employee, you have a team. Any questions? Teamwork, however, is not intuitive. If you don't have a clear understanding of how individuals work within a team and how teams work together in your organization to accomplish the corporate goals, ego, competition, and other characteristics of the human being can create damaging impediments to effective teamwork. So now let's go back to my too many hats to wear and too few heads to put them on analogy. Small businesses cannot afford the inefficiency of poor teamwork. It just won't work. And that's why teamwork cannot be left to chance. Even people who generally get along with each other aren't always good as teams, working in teams. Teamwork, remember what I said a minute ago, teamwork is not always intuitive. Individuals need to be trained to work on teams, and teams need to be trained to work together as teams. So you got to find and deliver teamwork training to your organization. And, you know, we have some Brain Trust members. Kristen Arnold is one who's a teamwork specialist. If you want to go back and listen to some of the teamwork archives that of interviews that she's done with us over the years, get that teamwork training. Get training, period, folks. Make sure that you have a budget for training and implement it you'll be amazed at how much your company will improve. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back with Jim Copeland.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.